Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Georgia Seafood Festival is going to be at the Battery this weekend. I have got on the phone with me the Chef of Love, Jannard Wells. How you feeling, buddy?
I am feeling good. I'm feeling good and excited about this weekend. The weather's going to be beautiful. The people are full of energy, and we got to be competing and more amazing seafood for the people to eat.
And I think we're going to have some great weather, too. I think it's going to be a beautiful day in Atlanta, Chef. What do you say?
Oh, I have to agree with you. I've been watching every weather channel there is every single day. And as of right now, it says that we're going to have about, it's going to be about 60 degrees and 100% chance of sun and 2,000% chance of fun.
All right, so, Chef, first and foremost, Chef of Love, where'd that come from?
I came from years of being on Food Network and always using food as the ultimate unifier when it comes to blending food and how families come together. Love, food is the first base of everything. Of course, it initially stuck to me when the world found out that I was a father of nine, married for 12 years, and they said that had love wrote all over it. But of course, I started out also writing love cookbooks. My first one is called 88 Ways to a Heart, Cooking for Lovers. Each recipe has a love story, a love name to it. Like letting the Philly on your cheese steak, skinny dipping shrimp cocktail.
Man, Chef, I think Saturday is going to be a good time. Now, Chef, tell me what you're involved in. You got a competition going on as well.
Yes, I produce a competition by the name of Compete Well. What I do is I take a series of some of the great chefs that we vet out, and I work with a mentor on competing in head-to-head competitions, bringing everything to life in front of the people in that live viewership. Because I was always a competitive chef. Started out on Food Network, Cutthroat Kitchen, Chef Wanted with Ann Burrell, Food Network star. And then from there started being a sit-in judge on Chop Junior. And now I co-host on the Best Things I Ever Ate that comes on the Cooking Channel every Monday. But the whole gist of what Compete Well is showing chefs how to compete, but not just compete, but compete to win and how to really utilize their skills. And if they want to venture off into the entertainment world, how to entertain the audience as well. Because a lot of people don't realize when it comes to cooking, competitions, entertaining on TV, you have to possess the ability to do both. Entertain the audience and still cook an effective and beautiful dish. And that's what it's about. And I joined forces with World Food Championship, which is the largest food sport in the world. And what we're doing is to the winner, we're giving them a golden ticket for the 2020 World Food Championship that'll be held in Dallas, Texas. And the golden ticket is actually worth $100,000 if the chef goes there and wins. But now it's some stiff and some great competition that's there because they go through about 100,000 chefs, narrowing it down to about 1,400 of the best of the best, and they compete in every category there is in the world for that title. And before I retire, I still hold the title as the number three best chef in the world in the seafood division.
Talk to me as a horrible cook myself. Give me a very simple recipe that I can make for me and my bride, which makes me look like a superstar, but even though I have no clue what I'm doing inside the kitchen.
You know, I always say that the best dish to make, if you're a meat eater, is always the surf and turf. Get you a nice ribeye or filet mignon, just a little cracked black pepper and kosher salt, season it on both sides. You're going to sear that filet for 5 minutes in a hot cast iron skillet with a tablespoon of butter, tablespoon of olive oil, some fresh cloves of garlic in the skillet and rosemary. Sear it on each side for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Set it to the side and let it rest. You take that same skillet, take you some jumbo shrimp that you've peeled and deveined, drop them in that skillet, saute them in all of the herbs and spices that has came from the juice from the filet or the ribeye, whichever cut you prefer. Sear it in there. Add just a touch of smoked black pepper, smoked paprika, rather. Add a touch of that to it. Serve it over the top with some drawn butter. And you got a magnificent meal. She'll be calling you the chef of love, Mark.
And I promise, I will give you absolutely no credit whatsoever, and I'll take all the credit myself.
Hey, it's funny you say that because that's one of the things I used to do years ago. If you ever remember that movie Will Smith had called Hitch,
yep.
I used to be known as the Hitch of Food. Men would sneak me into their house, create a meal for them when they were going having first dates to impress the woman. By the time she shows up, I sneak out the back door, I plated the meal up, and he takes complete credit for creating that dish. The only thing is that she loved a dish and fall in love with him, he got to duplicate that over and over again.
Man, that is a brilliant idea. The Hit Chef. Well, that's just because you're so good at what you do. And, man, we are so excited about seeing you this weekend. The Georgia Seafood Festival, georgiaseafoodfest.com for all the information and how to get tickets. And you'll be out there hanging out, man. And I know you've got a super busy schedule. You're all over TV. You're writing books. And more importantly, you're a family man. I know you love your family. So for us to be able to get you away on a weekend to come hang out with us, we're really excited about this.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. And for those that are not able to come, definitely follow me on my Instagram, which is at Chef Jannard. I'll be giving play-by-play throughout the whole day at the festival, as well as we're going to have some candy shots of you and I together.
Yes, we are, because we're going to cause some trouble on Saturday.
You better believe it.
Chef Jannard Wells, Chef of Love, thanks for hanging out with us this afternoon. We will see you Saturday, Georgia Seafood Festival.
Sounds good. Look forward to seeing you, Mark.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.